Catholics in Ukraine joined with other Christian churches recently to celebrate the first ecumenical social week in the western city of Lviv, an ancient crossroads of East and Western cultures and religions. The initiative, modelled on the French Semaine Sociale, was jointly organised by the Ukrainian Catholic University and the Lviv City Council, in partnership with the Vatican's Justice and Peace Council, the World Council of Churches and other organisations. Its aim was to improve relations between and encourage participation in Christian and Jewish social organisations, and to present Christian social teaching as a source of practical solutions for some of the problems of contemporary society. Events included everything from conferences and roundtable discussions to rock concerts, exhibitions and theatre performances.
And people came. I would prefer to have much more people, but you know, it was the maybe, I would say, 10,000 people who were at these events.
Antoine Arzhakovsky is director of the Institute of Ecumenical Studies, set up in 2004 as part of the Ukrainian Catholic University in Lviv.
We have lots of good news. The first good news is that we received the blessing of all Christian churches in Lviv, which is for me very important, because sometimes people think that Western Ukraine is a problem for ecumenical dialogue. But in reality, if we meet the bishops and if we speak about what is important for Christians and the priority is to fulfill the gospel, to help the neighbor, so then they agree and they say, yes, of course, we may have some theological disagreements, but on the most important, we agree. And I was happy to not only receive the blessing, but also all the bishops came, from the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, Moscow Patriarchate, from the Greek Catholic Church, from the Roman Catholic Church. The nuncio came from Kiev and Protestants also, and different other Orthodox churches, so Armenian Church. Everyone came and spoke and said good words of the necessity to work together for prisoners, for people with disabilities, for children who are in the streets, things like that. So this is for me the first good news. Then among the other good news for us at the Ukrainian Catholic University, at the Institute of Ecumenical Studies, it was the first time that we were working closely with the city hall of Lviv and with the region of Lviv, but also with Katerina Yushchenko, who is the First Lady of Ukraine and the president of the Foundation Ukraine 3000. And so there was a sort of cooperation between civil society and state structures, and these state structures also put money in the project. It was not only, you know, words, but concretely they gave also financial support to the project, and that allowed us to bring 40 associations, social charities, like the Caritas, of course, but many others, 40 of them, and not only Christian. We were, for instance, in a Jewish social organization, Chesed Aryeh, and it was good to meet the old people who were gathered there, and this organization is working with them. Then lots of events happened during the week, you know, because it was a conference, for instance, an academic conference on the cooperative movement, which is not only a Ukrainian movement of the beginning of the 20th century. It's everywhere at the beginning of the 20th century in Europe, in Canada, in the States. It was a sort of third way between liberal capitalism and socialism, Marxism. It was the idea of promoting subsidiarity, responsibility, solidarity of the community. And today, Michel Candessu came. He was the previous general director of the International Monetary Fund. He came to say, this is very actual. It's not only the past, it's the future. And this is exactly what Mohamed Yunus, the Nobel Prize also said many times with the importance of the credit unions, the microcredit, that kind of things.
Would you say that perhaps these events mark a new stage in the relationship between the church and the government? You mentioned the support of national institutions and national politicians. Is this a beginning of a new development in the relationship since the post-Soviet period?
I think so, because really all the people around me told me how important it was. It's a premiere, really, and it's possible in Lviv, because in Lviv there is a desire of putting together Christian principles, but also to work in a European way of respecting all the viewpoints, the freedom of consciousness. There is an awareness of this difficulty that is not easy to solve in Western Europe or Canada or in America. Here the idea is to invent a new model of relationships between state structures and civil society, and the main idea is to put things in an ecumenical way. If churches may find an agreement, a consensus on main issues. For instance, we spoke about the necessity to rewrite the law on tax law on social organizations. So if there is a consensus between churches on main subjects, then it's easier for state structures that they remember, of course, that the Christians are the big majority of the citizens of Ukraine, to fulfill the proposals from this forum, this network. We created an expert committee with the experts from different churches, different organizations, states and civil organizations. And we published a declaration on Friday, which was at the press conference. And in this declaration, some proposals were given to the political leaders who came, because there was not only Katerina Yushchenko and the local leaders, but also from Kiev, the head of the Christian Democratic Party, who is deputy at the Rada, Mr. Stretovich. We gave them this text with concrete proposals also how we plan to work together and how we will create, for instance, a master program in ecumenical studies which will form social worker, and how it could be a model not only for Lviv but for other universities in Ukraine.
You say that the churches have a shared vision around these social issues, and yet, as you mentioned, there are also many problems, many obstacles, aren't there, between the different churches, particularly between the Orthodox and the Greek Catholic Church there in Western Ukraine?
Well, there is some difficulties connected with the past. There is the idea that the Greek Catholic Church says that the synod of 1946 that eliminated this church was not a real synod. This is the position of the Greek Catholic Church. And the Orthodox Church, the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which is connected with the Moscow Patriarchate, says, no, it was a real synod, and this church asked to come back inside the Orthodox Church of the Moscow Patriarchate. And still now it's a real problem that there is not a consensus on what happened during the Soviet time. And because of that, lots of problems arose in the 90s when freedom came and there was a necessity to share the building, the churches. So I would say that on the level of buildings, of properties, now it's easier. The crisis is behind us. But on the level of mutual recognition, it is still not solved. And that's why at the Institute of Ecumenical Studies, with our students, we write lots of theses, master theses, on concrete issues that happened in the 90s. And we show that, in fact, the problem was not really interconfessional. It was often connected with many other problems. Sometimes, for instance, it was inside the Orthodox Church, between the Kievan Patriarchate and the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, Moscow Patriarchate, that problem appeared. Or when it was between the Greek Catholics and the Orthodox, it was not necessarily the desire of the bishops, and often Bishop Augustine, who is the head of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, Moscow Patriarchate, says, I have no problem with the bishop, the Greek Catholic bishop of Lviv, Monseigneur Igor Wozniak. I have no problem with him. The problem is mainly with the state authorities, with the city hall, which doesn't give me the possibility to build the church. So when you go in the detail, you see that the picture is different, and it's too simple to reduce this conflict as a confessional, interconfessional conflict. So the social week is the possibility for these churches to work together, to know much more each other, to remember that the problem is not often between them, but is connected with other causes. And that, I hope, little by little, will help us to come back to this main difficulty of understanding the past, understanding the history and healing the memories.
You say that Ukraine is still predominantly a Christian nation, and yet it is facing some of the same problems of secularism that is facing most of the former Soviet countries, isn't it?
Well, my opinion is that Ukraine has a Christian culture, and that Ukraine has a majority of baptized Christian people. But I would not say that Ukraine is a Christian country. I would say, on the contrary, that after the Soviet time, after so many years of persecutions and of official atheistic ideology, Ukraine is in a very bad situation, and the secularization of the Soviet time received a second wave from the 90s. And when you look at different figures, for instance, well, all the question, the social problems of the development of AIDS, or the difficulty to for the churches to work socially, or the attendance of on Sunday at liturgies or Messa, you see that there is a big problem of communication between churches, official institutions, structures, and the population, the people. So there is a desire from Ukrainians to come back to a sort of post-confessional and a new Christian era, but they don't know how to do. The leader of the party of the regions, they all said publicly that they believe in God, in Christ, and so on. But then how to teach, for instance, Christian ethics in the school, they didn't find agreement how to do that. So there is lots of things to do together. If there is an ecumenical consensus, for instance, on how to teach Christian ethics, then they will do that, because they really want to create a new society grounded on Christian principles. And that's exactly what Katerina Yushchenko said during her speech at the Ecumenical Social Week.
Many thanks there to Dr. Antoine Arzhakovsky, Director of the Institute of Ecumenical Studies at the Ukrainian Catholic University in Lviv.